This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, let's touch the table. A little bit of football, go around the league. Dreadful Monday night double dip. David Music.
Yeah, let's start with the Monday night games because we had two. No need for two. Two of the worst games, I think, on the schedule this year. But I think there are two things that came out of the game, at least that I took out of the game.
Kirk Cousins sucks.
That's one of them. And I truly believe I'm moving towards you all's direction. I think Michael Penix starts this Sunday against the New York Giants.
He has to. He threw another dreadful pick. They didn't break 20 points. They're terrible. And honestly, you drafted the kid, it may as well be what the Chiefs did with Mahomes a few years ago when Alex Smith was out and they gave Mahomes the last game or two of, I believe it was his rookie season. There's nothing else left for you. This is going nowhere. Cousins looks old. He looks immobile. He's done. And he's been bad for, what, 6 weeks now. Played a kid. Plus, I want to be able to make sure he's the starter so I can get Rico that Smedium Atlanta jersey. Squeeze him right into that puppy. He loves his boy.
I would like to say that, you know what, you're right, and Cousins is done, but they're not. They still have a chance to win their division, so I don't think Atlanta's going to wave the white flag. Atlanta's going to keep propping up Cousins out there, even though they know that's going to come with a couple picks. I mean, he's basically Jameis Winston light right now, but if you go to Penix, I don't think you can sell your fan base on next year when you can still win something this year.
Yeah, but can I just say this? Yeah. Look, here's what he's given you the last five games. First of all, a QBR of 63. One touchdown, nine picks. The team's 1-4, and the only win is because you played the Raiders, who have quit. Rico, what if Penix is just better? All reports are he's turning heads at practice. What do you really have to lose here?
I know, but it's for some reason they don't want to put him out there, Mike, and if that's the case... Had they lost the game, I think, yes, you go ahead and start them. But it would be hard to sell a fan base. We're just going to go ahead and think about next year when you're looking and saying, well, you know, what if the Bucs stumble and we could win the division and then lose in the playoffs?
They just look pathetic.
They do. David, don't get me wrong. That game was the perfect, oh, yeah, there is a second game. It ain't like the first game was great, but at least Minnesota was entertaining.
Well, here's the other side of it, and the conclusion that I came with in the other game is that Caleb Williams is going to be ruined in Chicago.
Correct.
They have no one to block for him, and he's just out there just...
I'm going to say it again to you. I'm going to say it again. You traded for DJ Moore. No problem. You brought in Keenan Allen. No problem. You signed DeAndre Swift. Now, it's a problem, but I'm not going to go crazy. You burnt a top 10 pick on a receiver instead of a tackle or a guard. That's the one. Ryan Poles should be jailed. Mm-hmm. You can't take Caleb Williams and not provide offensive line support. It is a number one way to wreck your quarterback. Rico, to me, I wouldn't be above firing Ryan Poles for the way this entire thing went down.
No, I'm with you because you're going to bring in, you're going to give this guy another chance to bring in another coach. And it's like, okay, I don't know what you're doing. And maybe it's because here in Detroit, we see what our general manager is doing and he's doing everything well. But you're right. In Chicago, it's almost like you're thinking, well, we're going to bring in a star and he's going to be great and we're going to put you on Hard Knocks and we're going to get the media behind you. And I kept telling people, like, that team is bad. No, it's not. You're going to see Caleb. Caleb Williams wasn't good at USC his last year. But somehow
he put talent there. But here's your problem. Rico, Eberflus never should have been brought back. Defensive coach.
Correct.
You need an offensive coach, an offensive regime, and you need an O-line. He did none of those things. I'm with you. Like, whatever talent you brought in, which he has, it is ruined when you allow an Achilles heel on your roster. And that heel is Caleb's running for his life. You can't develop that way.
Mike, there's only one thing that can save this Bears team, and it's the offensive coordinator for Detroit Lions. You take him in there, and I think he will see, okay, this is what I have to work with. Let me come up with something. Because I'll give him credit. He did that with Jared Goff when everybody was ready to write off Goff, and he was like, you know what? Let me come up with plays specific for Jared. And he and Jared went into the lab, and this is what we got. I think he'll do the same. Hold on, Mike. I think they're going to go into the – if they're smart, your first three picks, O-line, O-line, O-line.
Agree. Rico, nothing you said is wrong. The problem, they have to convince Ben Johnson they're not dysfunctional. Good luck.
And can I also say this, and it's not quite there because it was years when it came to David Carr and he – was seeing ghosts back there, but
oh yeah,
you have to deal with that now where Caleb Williams has to take a second. He's in the pocket. He's going to be seeing ghosts for a quick minute before they reset him.
David, here's the thing. You got a glimpse in the future. You just got to go down to Carolina and you look at Bryce Young. And Bryce Young looks like a young man who got thrown out there way too soon. And maybe, you know, he could be a reclamation project like you saw Sam Darnold with Minnesota and Jared Goff here in Detroit. And like, it happens that, you know what, I need to go to some place where they actually know how to play winning football and revive my career. But yeah, when I look at Caleb, all I see is you're just a younger version of Bryce Young, or they may be the same age. But you know what I'm talking about? Like, you're Bryce Young. They're the Spider-Man meme.
So I have another quarterback question for you, dilemma for the next season, and this one is right in your backyard, Rico, should the 49ers wait to extend Brock Purdy?
Interesting you said that, David, because at the Lions game, I ran across a 49er reporter for The Athletic, and I asked him that question, and he said, yeah, they're going to go ahead and sign him. And David, I think you do, and it's for the same reason why I said the Lions should sign Goff. It's not like quarterback prices are ever going to go down. There's not going to be a Black Friday sale. You're not going to get an after Christmas sale, or it's going to get marked down ever. You're going to pay either today or you're going to pay 20% more next year. There's only about 12 to 15 guys who can actually do a good job in the NFL. Like it or not, I know Mike's going to say he's got a punchable face. He's one of them. If that's the case, you go with him. If not, if you go with a rookie, you don't know what you're going to have. Remember, this is the same people that said Trey Lance was going to be the future. So if you stumbled upon a quarterback, keep the quarterback.
He's not wrong, Dave. There's no slander. I'm just not going to pay him a Joe Burrow type deal. I'm hoping you can get him for more of a Baker Mayfield type deal.
Yeah.
If you do that, I wouldn't have a huge problem. I don't love him. Hell, I don't even like him. But bottom line, he's got a synergy with Shanahan. He's already taken you to a Super Bowl. You know how you got to do it. I think he's kind of Jared Goff-esque. Go for it.
So we're coming down to the last 3 weeks of the NFL season, but what I want to know from you right now, and I'll go through them, is the AFC field already set? Maybe some changes will happen when it comes to a division here for the AFC North, but you got the Chiefs, the Bills, the Steelers, the Texans, the Ravens, Broncos, and Chargers. Then the Colts are at 6-8 there. Is it set? Those are the playoff
teams. Yeah, pretty much. Colts lost to Denver, took them to about a 10% chance of getting in. Mm-hmm. Chargers only need to win one to get in, and the rest of that field is solidly in. So I would say yes.
Yeah, you're looking at 6-8, 6-8, 6-8 for Miami, Indy, and Cincinnati. Yeah, I think right now it's just where does the dust settle
exactly
with Denver and the Chargers. And I think Houston caught a break because they're getting the Chiefs maybe without Mahomes. So that'll get them separated.
And we can close it out.
Somehow the Steelers are going to find their way in again.
Well, they'll be in. Yeah, they're in. They're already in.
They won't be in for long.
Well, no comment. So we always talk about, and you all know, that the season is probably going to have 18 games in it soon. But my question to you is, will we ever have a season with the number 2 in front of it, meaning 20-game season?
No, I think 18 is probably going to be the cap. I think it'll be 18 with 2 bye weeks per team. That's a 20-week regular season. You want to tell me they expand the playoffs or mess with that? I'd say yes. But I'm going to say no on 20. 18, it's a mortal lock.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes on 20, because if one thing the NFL believes, that you need more NFL. 17, you knew they were not going to stop. It's like the Big Ten, Mike. They're going to keep going until they get to 20. And they're just going to slowly do it because they think you need it. And the NFL never goes backwards. It's like quarterback salaries. We don't need 17 games, but we have them. And you know what you need more? 18. Oh, you like 18? Well, we're going to give you 20, and maybe we'll throw in a bunch of Monday night doubleheaders because you guys love that so much too. Monday night and Thursday night doubleheaders. The NFL is tone deaf when it comes to the fans, because I do believe that sometimes less is more, but they believe more is more.
Get ready for that Snapchat TV deal. Yay. That is Snapchat. Your.
I thought you said
that is your football today.